1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Some members of the House have shifted focus today from figuring out a way to keep the government funded to an impeachment inquiry against President Biden.
Chairman James Comer says he aims to prove the president was involved.
For years, President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
Democrat Jamie Raskin called that pure fiction.
If the Republicans had a smoking gun or even a dripping water pistol, they would be presenting it today, but they've got nothing on Joe Biden.
The White House has repeatedly said the investigation will find no wrongdoing because there was no wrongdoing. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Six more people were arrested for looting and destroying more stores last night in Philadelphia. Claudia Silmias owns a brand new beauty supply store in Mayfair.
I can't even think right now because I'm still shaking. What I'm going to do? How am I supposed to fix this?
Police arrested dozens on Tuesday night. Another daycare in New York City is being investigated, this time for running a ghost gun printing operation. Those are guns that can't be traced back by police. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
That was going to be an assault pistol.
Police say they found two completed 3D printed guns, one incomplete gun, and one printed assault rifle in the final stages of assembly inside an unlocked room. One suspect, 18-year-old Karan Coley, whose mother ran the daycare, was arrested and charged with several firearms crimes, among other offenses.
The bust comes after a one-year-old died at another daycare in the Bronx, suspected of operating a drug ring. Police have arrested a man in Baltimore accused of murdering tech CEO Pava LaPere. He is a convict and registered sex offender who worked in the area. Ever wonder about the accuracy of pet DNA testing? CBS's Jim Krasula says it's a growing multi-million-dollar industry.
Michelle Leininger paid $80 for two DNA tests of her dog, a rescue that looks like a German Shepherd. The Salem, New Hampshire woman swabbed her mouth for one of them and came back as 28% Bulldog, 40% Border Collie, and 32% Cane Corso. Would she pay for another DNA dog test?
No, I wouldn't waste the money.
What about their accuracy?
I worry about people making medical decisions based on one of these tests.
Dr. Lisa Moses is a veterinarian and bioethicist with Harvard Medical School.
This is our tears, all our fussing and fighting.
Fast food workers thank California Governor Gavin Newsom today for signing a new law that increases the minimum wage there to $20 an hour. That hike hits paychecks in April. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Hey, man, looking good.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because, let's get real, I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are meetings in the listening area for Friday, September 29th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will be touring locations around Wood County. They will meet at 8 a.m. in front of the courthouse. There will be brief comments and statements regarding committee business. They will then proceed on the tour of Wood County Land and Water Conservation, Planning and Zoning, and UW Extension project areas. These include the bike share in Wisconsin Rapids, multiple projects in Pittsville, the Marshfield Municipal Airport and other areas in Marshfield, and two locations in Sherry, including the Becker Novotny Metallic Mining Site. They plan to return to the courthouse by 3 p.m. In Adams County, the building committee will meet from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the courthouse. You can still drop off books for the community book sale. Donations will be collected through the end of September at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy tonight with lows around 51. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 73. Lows level off around 58. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Dry with temps well above average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 28th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two, we're going to talk with Kayla Rombalski. She is the Community Development Educator with UW Extension. Right now, two of our favorite people, Family Natural Food Zone, Stephen and Katrina Hittner, in with us. How you two doing?
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
You know what? I asked how you were doing just so I wouldn't do that, Stephen. So you took the shot for all me. Right, I appreciate you doing that.
I feel like it's a muscle memory. It's just like, this is what it is. We're used to it.
Absolutely.
It's okay. Yeah, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're here for you all.
Oh, yeah.
Good day, everybody. There we go. The good day. That's good what day. I'm going with from now on. You guys just helped me discover my new tagline. I'm just going good to good day. It covers my bases.
Can you say it with a British accent?
Good day. Oh, I went Australian.
It's okay.
Good day. Good day.
It's still Australian.
Australian.
I'll work out it in the break. I'll work out it.
You're one of those guys at the penal colony.
Yes. We appreciate you guys being with us, certainly to talk about local business and talk about Family Natural Foods, but you guys got something really exciting coming up that we're looking forward to diving into. A couple of things, actually, we're looking forward to diving into. But let's start with what's happening. How are things going at the shop? And maybe rewinding a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, let's rewind a little bit. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that couldn't make it, we had an awesome presentation by Dr. Tracy, and it was a couple Tuesdays ago. She talked about...
I think everybody made it.
It was great.
It was a good turnout.
There was like 30-some
people. We had like 32, 35 people. It was a great turnout.
Everybody was really into it, and like the last time she was here, like everybody sat there. One person had an appointment. They had to leave early. Mm-hmm. They told me that. But every other person like was there the whole time and really engaged and like wished it would have gone longer, which I'm like... That's pretty awesome for an evening presentation on digestive health.
Right, yeah. And people went up later and talked to her about their specific digestive issues. And she's so just authentic where she truly wants people to feel health and feeling better. And so she'll take time to be with you. And that's what drives her. That's what gives her that energy to like, this is what's so important. But
yeah, it was really good. And I think it motivated us to like look at making a lineup of more presentations to the winter.
I was going to ask, with a nice turnout.
Certainly we're going to have her back again. So keep an eye out for that. Hopefully we'll have some you know early presentation details for people at our anniversary event coming up on the 6th and 7th of October.
I just talked to Keely from True Grace. She was in here once and did radio with us.
Cool.
And they're going to look at dates about potentially getting in to do a presentation at the store or do more radio dates. So, we have all that is like scheming. It's that fall energy. And that fall energy, we're starting to think about like, you know, I want to like read a book more, or I want to, maybe I want to go to presentations, just doing things a little differently. Mm-hmm. And we are doing something differently now. We're bringing in a new company. We're super pumped about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's Gaia is the name. Mm-hmm. And they are...
They're out of the Carolinas, right?
They're out of North Carolina. Yep. They have, I don't know how much acreage, but they have a huge acreage that they're growing majority of the herbs that they have in their products on their farm. They're certified organic, non-GMO, all of the standards, all the things.
I think I've heard of them. In fact, part of the reason I thought I heard of them is they're a company that there's not a lot of middlemen.
No.
It's a very straight, you know, from them
the
to
farm,
consumer
yep,
kind of.
Exactly.
Yep. They grow the herbs. I think they like do all the processing, quality control checks, put it in the box, send it to us. You know, like it's really cool. And they do a lot of really great extracts. A lot of them are like super critical extracts, which kind of encompass the whole goodness of the herb, but remove, you know, like the fiber and stuff, mm-hmm. which, you know, is good for you too, but
not what you need in a supplement.
Take up a lot of space in a capsule. So like they kind of remove like the water and that stuff, and all mm-hmm. like the real strong constituents are still there. And we even brought in, we're always a little bit, I guess picky might be the word about gummies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of gummies out there. A lot of them have a lot of sugar. Mm. Some of them don't have very much of what's on the front of the label, like, you know, vitamin C or whatever. It's like, well, you know, people are buying this for their health. We want the good to outweigh the bad, certainly, you know, by a large margin. And with these folks doing is so nice. Like I'm holding the bottle right here. It's a glass container. The gummies are made from fruit juice. So like the first ingredient is organic apple juice concentrate. And the second ingredient is apple puree. So there's no sugar.
And that's organic, all of those, which is
awesome.
Yeah,
it's all organic. They've got some pectin, which is a thickener. That's, you know, from fruit again. And you know, then they have, this one is ashwagandha. So there's, you know, an herb in here, and they added a little bit of cinnamon and a little bit of ginger, probably for flavor, but it's also good for you, you mm-hmm. know? So we really love the authentic taste these have and the great ingredients, you know? So if you've got a, you know, maybe like a younger, like a kid or a teenager, mm-hmm. or if you're just one of those folks that doesn't like swallowing pills, but you want to take ashwagandha, or I think we also have turmeric and mm-hmm. a couple other things.
We have
right?
one
a
for
stress
like
formula.
Yeah, and we have one for like nauseous. If you get nauseous or motion sick, yeah. or pregnant, like that's a great formula for sure. that nauseousness yeah. too. But then they're going to come out with more and more plant powered, you know, gummies that are really clean. And we brought a sample for you if you'd like
Ooh,
to try
yeah,
it.
Definitely.
This is the ashwagandha one.
Okay.
And ashwagandha is, just to remind people, it's become a very popular herb, actually, so most people probably know a lot of this already, but it's an Ayurvedic herb from India that's been, you know, used medicinally for probably a couple thousand years. And what it's best known for is helping address stress. It helps with sleep. Hmm. It helps with energy levels, which seems sort of contradictory to do both sleep and energy, but it finds that balance in your body.
Actually, I can see that. It really works really well. It's very good. No, sorry.
It did both.
I don't get to act very much anymore. I took the opportunity.
Too bad. You're an excellent actor, James.
I did want to mention something. For the, you know, obviously we're an audio medium that you guys couldn't see this, but Steve and Katrina do this all the time when they're talking about a product, especially a new one, and one of you will look at the label on the back and talk about these, the ingredients and what's in yeah. there. One of the things that I've heard from our listeners over the years that they appreciate so much about you all, nowadays more and more people are looking at the label and mm-hmm. looking at what's back there. But not everybody knows what those words mean. not everybody knows what, okay, I know that this is good, or it yeah. seems like this is good, or what.
What's the pectin? What's that for? Yeah.
I've heard from
the class we want to teach. Yeah. This is a good idea, yes. James. Yes, well, thank you.
And I do think that a lot of people would show up, because I know just from hearing from listeners yeah. over the years that they are so appreciative that they don't feel silly asking a question of you guys.
Katrina's writing it down.
I don't know what this means. I ask you or one of your staff, and you guys are able to explain it and mm-hmm. get people to know. And I think that's really important going forward, because I would say 9 out of 10 people are looking at labels
yeah.
nowadays.
Yeah, people are doing it well.
But not
it's
everybody
great.
Knows what the, you know, what's a good fish oil. Mm-hmm. Well, this yeah. one has this one has yeah. that, and these kind of things. Being able to understand that, so getting into the details of that, I think mm-hmm. goes a lot farther than we realize.
Right.
And a product like this, if you're bringing it into the building, you've done your research. You, yeah. you feel very confident about
yep.
this.
Yeah, they're awesome. I mean, they're in the mountains, like the Blue Ridge Mountains. Mm. Like it's so, I lived in that area for a little while, and it's just so clean and awesome. And the people are like, they're just good people in that area. Yeah. So we're pumped about this. Now, James, I don't know if you noticed when you tried the gummy, it's got the sweetness just of like the apple, right? Mm-hmm. This, the kind of, it's mellow.
Got that
and
right away.
You mm-hmm. get a little bit of the taste of the herb, which
yes.
I actually really appreciate mm-hmm. in a gummy, because I feel like all these gummies are coated with sugar and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I think I just ate candy. It's
yeah.
so good.
Yeah.
But I never taste like...
then you
like,
eat 5 of them, and yeah. then the container's gone, and they cost you $40 the container. Right, you're kind of right. like, yeah. I could have bought gummy bears if I mm-hmm. wanted
right,
gummy
yeah.
bears, right?
But what I appreciate is that there is the flavor of the ashwagandha, which has... it's not it's got like, I want to taste the plant because that's why I'm taking it. I want it. Our palate needs to taste more bitters and it needs to taste more sours and not always the sweets or the blands. Like we are, it's good to train our palate on that. So I was just curious on.
They did a nice balance with that. And I think.
Really nice.
From an herbalist perspective, like Ayurvedic medicine, we're talking about ashwagandha here from India. They would always say that the medicine starts working as soon as it hits your tongue. And that's true most with like, you know, like bitters. And you could, a lot of people in Wisconsin know about bitters because they go to the taverns. They go to the supper clubs, And, you know, what are they mixing in your drink? Well, bitters, and that's just one of the ingredients. But those bitters work, you know, right away when they hit your tongue. And the reason they were used historically, you know, in Europe in particular and around the world for that matter, is because they help tell your body to get its digestion going.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, increased digestive juices, release enzymes.
Interesting.
Kind of primes everything. And it, by itself, it also helps with digestion a little bit. And that's not the case with this. This isn't very bitter. I mean, like you said, you taste the apples and stuff. But
right away.
Tasting the herbs is part of the medicine and part of getting things working right away. So I think it's kind of cool. I think they did a great balance with that.
You all and longtime listeners know I am the definition of a picky eater. I am very weird about my foods and my intakes and stuff. Yeah. And I could not agree with you guys more on this. I don't take a lot of gummies, but when I do, I want to. It's like eating steak. If I have a good steak, I want to taste the meat. I want to taste the steak. I don't need a bunch of A1. I don't need a bunch of these things. I want to taste the actual meat. If I'm taking a supplement, if I'm taking one of these, I want to taste the herb. I personally, and as weird as it is for me to say this, in my recent years here, I've become in love with the more earth feel, the more earth tasty things. I want to taste like I'm taking a bite out of the planet. I want to have that kind of herb feel, that kind of, and this gave it to me like right away.
Yeah.
But not in a, with the apple flavor along with it.
It's not overpowering.
Yeah. It just kind of settles on your tongue. And I actually did feel a little, a bit of a jolt there, but a calm jolt. I think that anybody who has taken a caffeine pill or if you, these energy drinks or something like that, you guys are going to know what I'm talking about here, where you get a jolt and it's just, you burn, and it, like, you just fall off a cliff right after that.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff, it is a nice pace. It is a natural energy kick. And one that when it does kind of fade, it's not as if you're trying to stop going 50 miles an hour and stopping.
Right.
It's going 40, 30, 20 and slowing down.
It's a gradual for sure. And we have a handful of different herbs from them, different ways. So, right, we talked about the gummies, but we have a lot of different ones. We have some more for women, some more for men, more for mental alertness. Just overall a handful of really great ones, and we're going to grow the line. We started with, let's start with these, I don't know, maybe 15 products, and we're going to grow it into more. So definitely come check it out, and we have a sweet little display kind of by the window when people come through. So give that a look.
It's going to be fun to learn more about that and see more new products coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stephen, speaking with Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods, we have kind of been covering a little bit of what's happening and what's going on. Are we going to dive right into the anniversary now?
Let's do it.
Let's 77. Celebrate it.
Yeah, celebrate good times. Come on. Anniversary sale coming up here, too.
We're about a week away.
That's right, yeah.
So a week from tomorrow will be not this Friday, but the next Friday and Saturday.
So October 6th and 7th is our anniversary sale.
Yep, and the nice thing about Friday, for folks that may work a little later or whatever, we're open 9 to 6 p.m. Saturday, we're open 9 to 4. So pretty long Saturday hours, all things considered. And last year, we've been doing this for 2 or 3 years now, this two-day thing. And it's fun to see a handful of people come back the second day.
Like, we saw them the first day. Or I want to bring my sister with me.
Yeah, that's the best is when they're like, oh, yeah, I told my neighbor about it and we both came. And, you know, then, and there's different things happening. We're going to get into that too. There's different things each day. So, I mean, I'd certainly encourage people. They can come every day, you know, stay all day, whatever you want to do. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Come celebrate with us. Yeah. I think what Steve and I also, we just want to let people know we're super thankful. So it's a third generation, right? So Grandpa Frank, our dad Mike, and then now us. And we're super thankful to be in this position, to be celebrating 77
years. Such a wonderful community.
because we wouldn't be here without them. Mm-hmm. And so it's a time to, you know, give thanks and to give a little extra sale as a thank you. And it's something that our, you know, our grandfather and our dad did, and we want to continue doing because we love our community, like Stephen just said. So, yeah, thank you, everyone.
You guys really literally put your money where your mouth is on this, too. We see a lot of companies do anniversary sales or these things, and they're like an hour or two long, and it's 10% off your third item that you buy. Or, you know, these you got to download an app to be able to do this, and, you know, you got to scan the QR code, and then you get like 5% off, like something like that. You guys go all out. You really go all in on this, and you literally put your money where your mouth is. You want to show the community how much you appreciate them. You give them great sales. You give them fun things to come down and check out, and not for an hour or, you know, a half an hour or anything. 2 days.
Yeah,
you
we got
do
two
this.
Days of fun. So
are
come.
You sure about this?
No, I'm we're ready. We're ready for it. And what's going to be really fun? So Friday, should we tell them about who's going to be there Friday and what kind of to look for?
Yeah, let's give them the play-by-play. Then you kind of plan out your next weekend.
So Tom Heck, who works with Terry Natural very closely, and he's worked with him since the beginning. He's going to be there in the morning, and I think he's going to leave around 1 or 2 o'clock. But if you want to talk with him, anything Terry-related, he's going to be the man to really hash out details about, what about this product? I've been thinking about that. Of course, you can ask any of our awesome staff because they're all trained and they're very knowledgeable. But Tom's going to be there, and he's got he's got lots of fun things and just a good energy to bring to the party.
Usually brings samples, you know, kind of fun things and
literature pieces, which is awesome. And he just brings a lot of knowledge too. And then we have Carl Flagg from Prairie Pastured Meat Beef will be there, and it's prairie pastured, so it's grass-fed beef. And he was there last year, and it was a hit. He stayed longer than he was thinking. Everybody was like in line with their supplements, eating this really wonderful beef. It smelled good. So he'll be there as well, sampling. I'm not sure what he's going to sample, but we love Carl. We also sell his son's.
Carl's such a great guy. He's like a Renaissance man. You know, like he's like this farmer, I think generational farmer, right?
But he changed it to organic.
Yeah, he changed his farm like years ago to organic. Like when we were kids, like, I don't know, probably 20 years ago, he like saw you know, where small dairies were going and it's tough. And he's, you know, he saw that he could do a niche, and he just always is innovating. He's very, he's very focused on his health, his family's health, his, you know, his herd's health, and these things. I really appreciate Carl's, like, you know, he just doesn't sit down. He doesn't stop. No. He's always innovating.
He's going to the university now to learn more, like, because he just wants to learn more.
Yeah, so. He wants to learn about, like, butchering.
Yeah, he wants to learn about the cuts and how they work, like, best and how to do the cuts best, and he's got future plans for their place, which is
it's
awesome.
Hard not to be inspired by people like that.
I think Carl's quite inspiring. You know, I just remember him when I was a kid, and I was like, that guy is really doing different things. Like, it's
cool.
Interesting. And then he just keeps doing it, and I'm like, great.
He's doing it.
So anyways, Carl will be here. It'll be really good.
When will Carl be there?
I think it's not fully locked in, but I'm thinking it'll be more like 11 to maybe like 4 or so, or maybe 5. Carl's one of those guys who's like, I'll stay as long as you need me kind of thing. So it just speaks to who he is. But we're also going to have Martin Grace, who has been in the health food industry for years. He specifically works with us, I would say more so with a company called Natural Factors, which has been an awesome company. They're out of like Washington/Canada.
It's technically a
Canadian company.
But it's a family-owned Canadian company.
They have a farm on their on their place, because they're harvesting some of their herbs as well. They like realize they want to be in control of those things, which is cool.
Yeah, very, very good. Like one of those companies that has a lot of integrity and they do things right. Martin also works with Enzymedica, which is kind of a digestive health company, is their main focus. And he knows everything about those products. So if you have any kind of digestive health questions, you know, acid reflux, whatever it may be, food sensitivities, he's a great one to talk to on that stuff. And Martin's just like a very genuine guy. I like him. He has a lot of energy, but he
wants to help people.
But he wants to help people, and he's not like a high pressure kind of salesperson.
No.
We worked with him with Natural Factors for years. And I was like, oh yeah, we're selling like four products, five products. He kept, he's not worth his drive to stop at our store, but he kept stopping. Now we do big orders with them and we really like the company. And, you know, we take our time with things, sometimes for better or worse, but you know, when you've been around for 77 years, you don't really see things like, hey, we gotta, we don't do things, crazy. So we just, we start out slow.
It really speaks to the products though. You've got so many great items in that store and thinking about those items and going through that, those items went through that process. So if we see an item in that building, chances are it has been vetted and it was thought about and probably rethought about. You can't say that at a department store. You can't say that at a lot of places. No. That alone gives you a confidence walking in there that I think most buildings do not.
Sometimes it's not driven by sales, for better or worse. Yeah. Again, it's like, oh yeah, we sell like two or three of these a year, one a month.
Somebody really has health benefits from it.
It's just something Katrina and I we read about and we're like, well, this is a really important product. This is really great. This is going to be really good. But then, nobody else really knows that. And maybe we tell them, maybe some people try and they like it, but it takes a long time to get those things started.
I wouldn't normally do this because I don't like talking about other businesses or anything, but they're not even around anymore. So I think it's okay. But I worked at GNC for a while and back when they actually had stores and all that. And they talked a good game about taking care of people, about wanting to help people. And I think there were some good intentions there, but the dollar rules all. And if a product wasn't selling, it didn't matter if it helped people or not. It was off. It was gone.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter if a product helped people or not. If it sold, it stayed. They vetted their products, certainly, and everything, but it not to the point of, well, if this isn't doing that well for people, it's gone, et cetera, et cetera. With you guys, where a GNC, a business like that, they're all about the bottom line. They're all about the dollar, and they're about making new franchises. It's a franchise. They want to pop up in all your towns and everything. You guys are not looking to do that. You guys are looking at taking care of this area and taking care of your people in this area. And with that focus, you're getting much more care. You're getting much more fact, much more better deals, and a lot of that. It's interesting because in some ways, what we were talking about with Gaia about cutting out the middleman, some ways you guys have cut out the BS. You guys have cut out kind of a lot of that other stuff and just like right up straight, here's the product, here is the, our consumer, and you're able to get that to them. It goes so much farther than going to a franchise or something like that. You're getting a real personal touch.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
That's the hope. That's the plan.
The plan.
Well, it seems to be working.
Yeah, thank you.
77 years. Seems like you guys figured this out. Figured something out.
We learned something from our grandfather and our dad.
Gramps knew what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So on Saturday, it's more of our food tasting day. Yes, we have Carl on Friday, so definitely come in for that. But I'm excited about Saturday because these are two new businesses that we're starting with. They're local too. One's very local and the other one's Wisconsin local. We're going to have Jersey Valley Cheese sampling, and they make a grass-fed A1 casein-free, which your body can digest that dairy better in your system. They're going to be doing some cheese samplings. The timing we're still kind of figuring out with them because that's the phone calls to happen today and tomorrow, but that's going to be happening, Jersey Valley Cheese on Saturday, and I'm guessing it'll be something 10 to 2 or something like that.
That's what I would say.
And then the next one we're really excited about too is Allied Elderberry Immune Samples. So she makes homemade elderberry syrups. And they're amazing. They've got cinnamon and clove and all the things.
Sounds good.
We all need it for our immune system. And
real healthy, but just really tasty. Can I have a second one of these? And you're sure. A little extra elderberry is not going to hurt anybody, especially right now. Back to school, cold and flu season starting here.
And she's certified organic as well, so all of her ingredients are organic. She's in the Stevens Point area, so we're going to be her first location in Rapids. And she sells these really fun, immune tonics. So kind of think kombucha, but not really kombucha. She doesn't have that in there, but it's a bubbly. She's got elderberry and ginger and mushrooms in it, which are really good for our immune system as well as our brain and every part of our body. So there's drinkables. So I think she'll be sampling both of those. And again, timing is still getting figured out, but I'd say more that 10 to 2 time frame. Yeah. And throughout the whole anniversary sale, it's going to be 20% off of supplements and cosmetics, you know, CBD, essential oils, most of that, just not usually the grocery part of it that we don't do the sale on, but pretty much all those supplements, all the things, you know, think about, what do I need? How many of these do I need for the next month or two? This is a great time to get a really good sale on all of those. And then other things we like to do is we have a sign up for door prizes. A huge table of fun door prizes that we're so thankful for. A lot of these companies have given us really cool things. And Steve and I are going to find some more too. So definitely come sign up for those door prizes. And then we do a free gift with purchase, and this year it's a little different than we've done in the past.
Yeah.
And we're excited about the change up with that too. So
They're going to be really kind of fun, different free gifts. So everybody will get a gift that purchases something. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The other thing I was going to add on Saturday is we're hoping to do some sampling, a little more focused sampling on Von Voss oils and balsamic vinegars. And obviously you can come in any day and test or sample those, and we do it all the time.
That'll be good.
But we're playing with some ideas, maybe some like some specific samples with like different foods. Maybe we'll bring some popcorn in. I don't know.
It's
going to be tasty.
So join us on October 6th and 7th for our 77th Customer Appreciation Sale.
Looking forward to it, you guys. Yeah. And looking forward to talking again real soon. We'll meet you over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call anytime, 423-3120. And be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Create an Instagram account if you don't have one and follow them. It is worth it. It is such a great follow. And thank you both for everything you do for our community. Say hi to the staff over there. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
More Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. High school seniors are already looking towards college, but there's a delay to apply for federal student aid this year. Known as FAFSA, the application can usually be started October 1st. Due to the FAFSA Simplification Act passed in 2021, the application won't be available until December 1st this year. It's being advertised as Better FAFSA and is used to determine a student's financial situation and decide on the amount of support needed for college. There's concern this delay could reduce the amount of time students have to decide on a college because financial aid award letters could be delayed. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater main stage production opens October 6th. Tickets are on sale now for Blithe Spirit. This quick-witted, clever comedy will entertain and haunt you. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org or call the box office. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy tonight with lows around 51. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 73. Lows level off around 58. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Dry with temps well above average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 66.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 28th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and welcoming into our studio our good friend, Kayla Rombalski, Community Development Educator, Wood County University, Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension.
That was a mouthful.
It takes up half the interview.
It sure does.
We just ran out of time. Kayla, thank you so much for being here
and putting
up with me as always.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Looking forward to talking science by the river. We've been building to this. We've been getting ready to get here, and it is finally here. It's coming up this Saturday from 11 to 2. I want to get into what is science by the river, and then we'll take people kind of down the path of the thing taken with all the stops and that. So let's get into it first. What is Science by the River?
So Science by the River is a celebration of all things science and outdoors. Living in Wisconsin Rapids, we have the Wisconsin River that runs right through the heart of our town. It runs right through the heart of many central Wisconsin towns, actually. So it's a celebration of that river and all that it does for our communities, and also a celebration of science and STEM careers. So science, technology, math, and engineering. Nope, engineering and math.
I did
acronym in my head, and I was like, nope, that doesn't.
We got it.
And really a chance for people to come out and enjoy the beauty of the Wisconsin River Trail running right through downtown Rapids, and learning from different organizations that have volunteered to host interactive stations along the trail. And yeah, definitely taking away some scientific discoveries.
We love the outdoors here in this state. Just as human beings, we love the outdoors, yeah. But especially here in the Midwest and in Wisconsin. And we all know what's coming. Old man winter's right around the corner. This is one more opportunity to get us outdoors, get us outside. So that's great right there. But the knowledge that is available through this walk that you take is so cool. It's such an interesting concept. Do you know or the information of how this started or where this began?
Yeah, so it began actually with one of my colleagues who has moved on to a different state in a new role, but she really had the idea of bringing conservation and science to the local Wisconsin Rapids community. And so it started as an offshoot of the Wisconsin Science Festival, which happens in October across the state, primarily in Madison. And we are still loosely affiliated with that Wisconsin Science Festival, but what we found out last year from those who attended is that holding the event outside at the end of October, Mother Nature has creeped winter in a little too close. So it was kind of cold and rainy and not super enjoyable. So we pushed it forward about a month. And, you know, looking at the forecast for this Saturday, that was the right decision.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
It's almost as if Mother Nature saved a couple of extra good days and like, oh, wind science by the way. All right, we'll have it then.
Right.
We'll put it on that
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
They deserve it.
We're super fortunate.
It was a rough one last year. I got to give them a good day.
Yeah.
It was a makeup for Mother Nature. It is also one of the things, too, that it's a fun event, and you get to run into people that maybe you normally wouldn't, or see some people that you haven't seen in a while, and we love those kind of community events that bring us together and everything, but the idea, too, of say you bring the family, and you got the kids down there with you. You just don't know what could spark in their brain from any of these stops and what the information they take in. There's that part of it, too. The idea that people can have fun learning and more opportunities of that. There's just so much about this event that we look forward to and we love. And want to encourage people as well, when you're doing this, take photos. That's right. We're telling you it's okay to take selfies.
Yes, please.
You have the green
Usies,
light.
Groupies, you take them all.
All of them. And spread the word about this event so that not just this year, but every year going forward, we make this event bigger and bigger for our area, for Extension, and for all the great people that work on this event and have stops along the way. And speaking of stops, how do you feel, Kayla, about kind of taking people on a walk? Let's you and I walk this route right now.
I think that sounds great.
We'll take people down the path.
Perfect.
So where does things start? I'm sorry, I had to cut you off, but I should say, you don't have to necessarily go from start to beginning.
No.
If there's only one place you want to visit, you can do that. If you start at the so-called, you know, the kind of the end, if you want, that's fine too. This is just how Kayla and I are kind of going to tell you about all the different stops.
Yeah, you can start anywhere. So that's the important thing. This is a 2-mile trail. Mm-hmm. It goes from Ben Hansen Park all the way down through Lion Park under the expressway, and then down and ends at the farmer's market at the corner of Grand Avenue there. So you can start at either end. You could park at Lion Park and start in the middle, whatever you want to do. There are several different ways that you can do it. You can walk the trail. There is also, thanks to our friends at River Riders Bike Share, there will be a bike station for checkout at Ben Hansen. There's also a bike station for checkout or return at the farmer's market.
Really
you can
smart.
Ride free with the code Beesly. That's Beesly.
It's really cool of them to do that.
Yeah, check out the bike and use that to go through. So if we start at Ben Hansen Park, I'm just going to run through the stations. They're numbered, but as we said, you can start anywhere.
Yeah.
So down at Ben Hansen, we will have a couple of really cool fish demonstrations. Mm-hmm. So Wisconsin DNR will have a boat at the Ben Hansen Park boat launch, and they will be live trapping a couple of different fish species, and kids and families and adults of all ages can get up close and personal with the muskie, which is our state fish, and with some other fish of the Wisconsin River. You can also learn about the sampling techniques that DNR Fisheries uses to monitor those fish. There is a station for aquatic invaders, aliens in our water.
Before we jump into that, I did want to say a big thank you to the Wisconsin DNR being a part of this event, as they have every year, I believe. The importance of that. It's similar to what we talk about with our police officers and our firefighters, and that when we have opportunities to build bridges with young people, with people in general, with these organizations, it only strengthens all of us. Right. And the DNR is doing such important, vital work in this state.
Yes.
It's great to have some representation and for people to be able to interact with DNR members. And that it's a nice way for them to be able to be a part of the public eye and the public to interact with them.
Right. And their staff is so passionate about conservation and their subject matter expertise that this is an awesome opportunity to just be able to pick their brains. And also, you know, I view each of these stations as a chance for kids to see that these careers are out there, right? So, like, if a kid loves, you know, I'll take my 4-year-old, for example. Mm-hmm. He loves fishing. He would sit on the dock all day long and fish. He could grow up and work in fisheries. That's a career option.
We got enough influencers. We got enough influencers. Let's get some kids interested in science. Let's do some of this. I could not agree with you more.
Exactly.
So I'm sorry.
Aquatic, no, that's okay. The next station, we were talking about aliens. aquatic invaders.
Aquatic invaders.
We had a little bit of fun with these descriptions.
You deserve to. Good.
So aquatic invaders, you know, learning about aquatic invasive species and how they affect water quality. So when we say aquatic invasive species, we're talking about things like zebra mussels, Eurasian water milfoil, which you may have seen covering some of the bodies of water that you enjoy in central Wisconsin. Those are pretty big issues. So talking about how they take over and how to prevent them from doing so. There's a station where families can pedal a bike and blend a smoothie. So super exciting.
That's awesome.
I was actually just talking to Hannah, who is my colleague who will be working at that station. She was telling me that she has a recipe for a fall smoothie that uses frozen cauliflower that she's going to test out on this blender bike.
Yeah.
And so I'm super intrigued. I'm going to have to go pedal my little heart out to try to blend up a smoothie. So that's a cool opportunity. And again, food science. So another aspect of science that oftentimes gets overlooked and folks don't think about.
Well, there's one of the more in the last, I would say, 5 or 7 years, one of the more growing industries is the food industry and people getting into it and wanting to get into chefery and being that.
Right.
And, here's another opportunity of combining those worlds. There is a lot of science in chef in cooking.
Yeah.
And the more you understand of it, the more you may even find a passion in one or two of these lanes. And it's also just kind of cool, like the idea of using a bike to power this. I find that stuff always interesting.
Yeah, but and there's fun. You know, there's a little bit of physics involved in that, how the blender is actually powered. So very cool.
Kayla, you wouldn't know this, but when you were talking about your son, I had a little bit of nostalgia. I was a lot older, but when I first moved out here, my papa didn't know what to do with me, and they lived on Lake Camelot in Rome.
Oh, sure.
And he's like, Jimmy, you ever fish? Like, I never fish. She's like, I want to teach you how to fish. And I fell in love with it. I loved fishing from a young age. It's just one of those fun activities out there. But I don't know if I've ever learned how to perfectly cast.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those guys, I cast once and I don't like it. I got to pull it back and do it again. It's usually the second cast I get it.
Well, come to Science by the River, James.
Yeah.
The next station is a casting practice area. So kids can practice their casting skills, reel in some plastic fish, and really perfect that cast.
I will be there. Station 4. I got to write that
station
down.
Station 4, make sure to stop by. So then we move into, we've got some visitors coming to Science by the River who will talk about conservation groups that they're a part of and work that is being done in different pockets of the county to protect some of our natural resources that we have. So we'll have the 14 Mile Creek Watershed Alliance that will be there talking about the work that they do in Adams County to protect the water that is for drinking, farming, and recreation, and the four lakes in Rome that you just, you know, Lake Camelot, mm-hmm. like you just mentioned. So they'll be there. You can learn more from them. We will also, I'm going to skip ahead a little okay. bit in our walk, but we'll also have Pete and Well and Castle Rock stewards that will be there talking about a similar concept, you know, their water protection group and their involvement in local initiatives.
You know, Kayla, this is another one of those things where it's interesting and it's important. Then it becomes vital when we talk about how much PFAS and water quality right. has been a part of our conversation. What, if not for our whole lives, at least the last 10 years,
right.
It's been one of the main topics of conversation. But again, even with all that time we've spent on this subject, I think there's still a lot of people out there that don't understand a lot of the basics of what is a PFA? What are they talking about? What are some
exactly.
of these things? This is an opportunity. There's no middleman. It's just you and the resource. It's
right.
just you talking right to the source.
Yep.
We don't have a lot of those opportunities anymore
right.
in this
right.
day and age. That's
in person.
Yeah.
Also.
Being able to ask just right up to right. the person. That's very unique. That's a really nice opportunity
yeah.
and a nice thing to be added to this.
Right.
Do we have more stations this year? Am I seeing that right?
Yeah,
I thought
you
so.
Sure
that
are.
Is really cool. That
we
is
have,
very cool.
Double, more than double, the
nice.
Amount of stations that we had last
nice.
Year. So
very cool.
It's awesome.
So you were taking us down the path. I didn't
yes.
know this. I sent
no,
you on
that's,
another path.
That's
but,
fine. All good. We're still on the figurative path.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are, for those that are kind of following along in their head, we are just about to enter Lion Park as we're
okay.
walking down the path. And when you come to the entrance of Lion Park, you are going to see a stream table from the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge and the Engage Charter School that's there. So we've talked a lot about rivers. We've talked a lot about water quality. This stream table is going to give folks a chance to really see up close how rivers function mm-hmm. and what contaminants can do to the river, how that affects it, what erosion can do to a river and how that affects it. So just a really cool hands-on opportunity to see that in a simulated environment.
Similar to what I was just saying before about the water quality and that, this is just as important and it's tied together with
right.
the subject. It's a great opportunity for people to be able to get that information while
exactly.
just being outside and taking it in.
Yeah. And then, so if Saturday is just a taste for you of the natural amenities that we have in our area, we will have visitors there from the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge as well as Sandhill State Wildlife Area. Mm. So they'll be representing and talking about their areas and some of the unique aspects.
It's going to be nice to have
their
them
areas.
There.
Yeah. So.
Great, just great to, again, another opportunity, no middleman, straight up just being able to talk to sources and getting good information and fun information, too.
Right, exactly. So Nisida National Wildlife Refuge is going to be talking about whooping cranes, sandhill cranes, Karner blue butterflies, white-tailed deer, turkeys, red-headed woodpeckers, wolves, swans, migratory waterfowl. Wildfowl, songbirds, and black bear, which are all things that you can find
wow.
in the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And hopefully even, you know, incentivizes, encourages some people to go check out the Nisida, you know.
Exactly. Yep.
I
and
know,
then once you pop into the next station over, so now you're in Lion Park,
mm-hmm.
you are going to be able to see who has a bigger step. You or a sandhill crane? Seems like it might be an easy answer, but you would be surprised.
I bet.
You can see how wide eagle's wings are. You can learn to identify water birds in the water and in flight. Learn about beavers. things, how they use their big teeth and their thick tails, all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, lots of discoveries that are happening.
I've got so many of my friends that grew up out here that I envy because they can look at a tree and know exactly what kind it is.
Right.
Or they see a fish in the water and, oh, that's a this. And I've been trying for years to memorize and learn these things,
yeah.
And it never happens. But this is a great opportunity to get those names, to be able to find out those things and collect some information yourself to where you can kind of, to me, it's a pretty cool parlor trick to be able to know,
yeah.
Hey, that's a pine.
Exactly. You know,
I think that stuff's awesome. So
yeah.
This is one of those things you can do though while having some fun.
I'll tell you, I learn something new every year of this event. This will be the second year that I'm participating in it. And I don't have a background in conservation. I have a background in event planning, which is what brings me to the event. But I am just fascinated by that knowledge and learning about these natural amenities that we have in our area.
And this is fun, and there's so much about it that we enjoy and we want kids and families to enjoy. There's also a really important awareness part of this and bringing people's eyeballs and attention to certain subjects. And protecting our water resources is incredibly vital and really a big part of where, Rachel, a lot of the heart of this came from is conservation and reminding people of how important it is. We only got one planet. We only got one Wisconsin Rapids. We only got one Wisconsin. We got to take care of it.
Yeah, exactly. Very well said.
Protecting our water resources comes up in this stretch too. Oh no, did I get ahead of myself? No.
No, that's the next one. I got ahead of us earlier.
Right, that's all right.
So I screwed us up. But
that was
as
right.
You're leaving Lion Park, you're going to see that Pete and Well and Castle Rock Stewards table that we talked about earlier. And then as you're making your way down to the farmers market, so you're with me mm-hmm. on the trail. We're walking down kind of near, we can see Bell Island off in the distance.
Yeah. Oh.
We are going to get into some hands-on science demonstrations. So this is really exciting. This is where you get to test out some theories, make some hypotheses.
Mm-hmm.
Hypotheses?
Yeah.
And see if you're right or wrong. So
she said she's an events, not an English major.
Right.
She said an events major. I'm not an English major either. One or the other.
Right. There we go. So we will have Janelle from Extension.
Awesome.
She talks with James often. She is going to have Inspector Cabbage on
that's
site.
Right.
And so kids and families will be able to participate in a live science demonstration using cabbage juice as a pH indicator. She has, I won't give it away, but Inspector Cabbage is quite a character.
Yes.
Kids can come and take pictures with him and we'll really enjoy that station.
And those last year that got to take in the event know what we're talking about a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't, this is one of the bigger reasons to come check it out. For one, I'm sure longtime listeners, you've heard us talking with Janelle for years. And not only is she a fun conversation, but you mentioned I always learn something when I'm talking to her.
Right.
She's one of my dad's favorite people to listen to, too.
Sure.
She talks a lot of lawns and a lot of that. And
yep.
My dad's learned a lot from her over the years with it. Janelle is also one of the things that I credit her with is, like so many of you guys at Extension, you can talk about these subjects that my brain wouldn't normally be able to understand, but you can break it down to where even I get it.
Right.
And an event like this, you're right there with Janelle. You're hearing right from her, and she's able to get this information and lay it out for you. And just an interesting time. It's an interesting stop. You got to check that one out.
Yeah, definitely. And then as you continue down the path, you will see up closer to the farmers market side of the trail, our friends at Mid-State Technical College will introduce you to chromatography, which is really science and art blended together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looking at if you take a Sharpie and you dip it in water and then put it on a piece of paper, for example, and this isn't what they're going to do, but how does that spread? How does the color spread?
Yeah.
Where is the color the most intense and where is it lessened? And there's a lot of science in that action, right? From pigments to capillary action. A really cool hands-on demonstration there.
Science and art has always been hand in hand, but it's more so going that direction now as the art world is looking to push the boundaries creatively. And what can I do differently in that? And science is just sitting there waiting like, hey, this is where you want to be, man. We can help you do that.
Right.
And seeing those worlds combine more and more is even cooler. What Mid-State's doing with that stop is a really cool idea.
Exactly. Yeah. And then closing out our walk as we get closer to Grand Avenue in the corner of the farmers market mm-hmm. there, we will learn about planting for pollinators. So this is a huge topic right now. Mm-hmm. We've heard a lot about saving the bees and the monarch butterflies that are now endangered and all of those pieces. So Wild Ones of Central Wisconsin will have an information table mm-hmm. to tell you about how you can use native plants and native landscaping really to protect and to support those pollinators.
Yeah, it's really helpful for homeowners, for people out there. Just anybody in general.
Yeah, exactly. And then one that I'm excited about all of these, if that hasn't come through already. Yeah. But last year, unfortunately, we had an illness for one of our stations, and so we weren't able to do it, and folks are really disappointed. So we brought that back this year. Yes. I know, knock on wood, there's some sort of extenuating circumstance, we will be a go for this. So it is a make and take mini marshmallow catapult.
So awesome.
Which is awesome. That's so yes. Cool. So kids, families, adults. I think I'm going to do it.
Oh,
so
I'm doing it.
For
I'm
sure. Like adults are able to learn about the laws of physics and make their own catapult and see how far they can make a marshmallow fly.
I mean, it's making your own mini catapult is something that we've wanted to do since we were children.
Right.
I mean, that alone is fun. But the fun of science mm-hmm. is really for display throughout every one of these stops.
Yes.
And we get this as parents, how when we sneak the medicine in our kids' food, or if you're a pet owner and doing
right.
it with that, it's a similar thing we're doing with this.
Put the pill in a hot dog and give it to Fido. Yeah.
We're hiding knowledge in fun. And
right.
we're just feeding it to the kids here. And
exactly.
you just don't know how much of this, not only how much of this they're going to enjoy, but how much of this can spark in them. And
yes.
let's say out of these kids, maybe 1 out of 10 become a science teacher or something mm-hmm. like that. Every one of them, though, no matter what industry they get into, can take a passion and a love of this planet, take a love of conservation,
yeah.
take a love of their area. If there's one thing I have learned about Wisconsinites living in this state for half my life, you guys are proud of being from Wisconsin. You're
yeah.
proud of Wisconsin.
For sure. Cheeseheads.
Yeah.
Till we die, right?
I can't think of a more way to embrace and be proud of your state than being a part of this event and being a part of conservation and the conservation efforts of Wisconsin and keeping Wisconsin beautiful, keeping it what
yeah.
it has been for our lifetimes and hopefully our kids and their kids and et cetera, et cetera. This event is a huge part of that. This event is a huge effort to make that continue to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there anything else that we want to make sure to, because I want to get some thank yous in before we wrap
yeah.
up.
Yeah, so we've got one more station to kind of close out our walk, and that is station where you can learn about the water cycle mm-hmm. with the take-home project and find out if it sinks or floats. And that is with our friends at McMillan Library.
Yeah.
So again, you can start on either end. You can start with that sink or float activity, or you can start down at Ben Hansen and do the fisheries. But wherever you start, it's bound to be a good time.
It's a free one-day outdoor event. We want everybody, if you hear this, we want you there. We want you to tell others about this too. Spread the word about this event. And I want to say a big thank you. Science by the River doesn't happen without so many volunteers and so many people taking time out of their Saturday to come and hang out with us and to share this stuff.
Exactly. Yes. It's all of those stations that I just talked about mm-hmm. are hosted by a different group of volunteers. So we could not do this without their support and without the planning team that puts their hard work into this event every year and shows their passion. I mean, that's really the core part of this is that the folks that are volunteering are so passionate about the area that they're sharing their knowledge in.
Mm-hmm.
That will shine through at the event.
Appreciate them. Appreciate your passion as well. Kayla, thanks so much for this. If people want to find out more about Science by the River or just have questions for you in general, how can they reach you? How can they find out more?
Great question. This is always the part where I have to share a website on air. And it gets
it's
difficult.
Always dicey.
But in this case, I'm going to say facebook.com/scienceby the river. So pretty easy that way.
Go there, like the page. And we're already looking forward to talking with you again, Kayla. And we'll be sending people to Science by the River this Saturday. We'll be talking about it tomorrow on our morning show and such. And we'll get a lot of people down there.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for the time. Well, more Midday Magazine coming up for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. House Republicans are holding their first hearing into an impeachment inquiry against President Biden today. CBS's Catherine Herridge is covering it.
The House Oversight Committee has been able to obtain banking records, and according to their findings, they found over 20 shell companies and in excess of $24 million they say flowed to members of the Biden family and Hunter Biden's business associates.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin ripped Republicans about it.
If the Republicans had a smoking gun, or even a dripping water pistol, they would be presenting it today, but they've got nothing on Joe Biden.
The White House chalked the hearing up to extreme politics. Others are calling it a distraction, with just 2 days left till a critical shutdown deadline. Also on Capitol Hill today, the president of Hawaiian Electric, Shelley Kimura, got grilled over the deadly wildfires in Maui. She says investigations into a cause could take months.
There's a lot to unpack there. It's very complex. Many people, many different organizations are involved. Many conditions are involved, and all of that needs to be taken into account.
At least 97 people died and entire communities were destroyed. The U.S. soldier who spent the last 2 months detained in Korea.